Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
How do you combine boating and politics? What's the connection? Bob Petzl from Petzl's Marine Center and State Rep Christy Carpino joining us here in Brian and Company. I mean, do you guys know each other?
We do. We do a lot of work together. And, of course, you know, being in business, we need
help.
We need some help up in the legislative office building. And Christy's been kind enough to help our industry and certainly help our community.
And she's got match. Do you match your shoes with your shirt? You don't. Well, she's got awesome Adidas on, matching the blouse. How many are you, like Imelda Marcos with the footwear? Or
I'm not, and I do feel, Brian, that I need to explain this to your listeners. I do admit to having more sneakers than the average non-athlete should have, but our nights are sometimes pretty late in the Capitol. After a long day of heels on those hard floors, I've been known to throw on some sneakers.
I really admire our state senators and reps to have careers. It's two careers, and
it is.
It's really such hard work. And and I want to get to some serious questions for you, Christy, in a second. I want to start with you, Bob, though, quickly. Like, how's business?
Business is good. You know, when the weather's good, as I tell everybody, you know, when the weather's good, when the sun's out, the wallets come out. So
sun's out, I don't know, money's out.
That's my kind of motto out there. So it's been a good summer. People are out boating and enjoying themselves. And we're looking, unfortunately, it's coming to a wrap fairly soon.
I grew up on the ocean, right? I grew up in the North Shore of Boston, and I spent a lot of time in the ocean. So, like, what kind of boats are up this far in the lake? What kind of boating do people do on the river?
You know, it's quite a mixture. Most of it is smaller boating, so I would say 26 feet and under. But, you know, we're so fortunate. I mean, just take Portland alone. There's 15 miles of waterfront. There's a lot of islands and places, beaches where you can anchor and congregate over the weekend. So you'll see them out there, whether it's jet skis, families out there tubing, wakeboarding.
So you can do, like, the water skiing and all that stuff?
Oh, certainly. Yeah. Yeah, so it's quite active up here. And again, just in our small town, we've got, I think, 5 marinas and 3 yacht clubs. You wouldn't believe it this far up
six.
The Connecticut River.
Ryan says six.
Six, okay. He's the boss.
Can you go how far up and down can you go?
Well, you can go all the way from Hartford to Long Island Sound and Old Sammer.
Really? How long would it take?
It's about 30 miles, so depending on how fast you're going, but, you know, generally an hour and a half or so.
So will people take their boats from here and go out to the ocean?
Oh, certainly.
Wow. And you sell boats. I love looking at I'm terrible at boating, but you sell, and you obviously have slips and so on.
We do. We sell and service boats here in Portland and have dockage, winter storage.
It's incredible. So in terms of local businesses, like in terms of the relationship, because I was going to ask you, like, your relationship with Ryan, local businesses, in a small town like this, how does it all work?
You know, we're pretty fortunate here. Everybody has the same goals in Portland, right? So whether it's and I'm not part of the Tourism Bureau, right? But Bob highlighted our river. So, you know, we've got wonderful waterfront here. We've got amazing businesses. If you know, chain, local, you want to go to the Portland Ale House, you want to come here to Malilly's. We've got golf courses galore in Chris Cody's shop. We have outdoor recreation. And everybody really has the same goal, Brian. I'm going to be honest. You know, Portland is a wonderful community. It's really all about community. So when a business like Bob needs some help, it's not always for them. It's how do we keep Connecticut's economy running? How do we give different opportunities and and products to our Portland residents and our Connecticut residents, so they make it really easy because it's common sense.
Yeah, but here it's like one of those things where growth is the challenge in Connecticut, right? I mean, you have a beautiful town. It's just about 10,000 people. How do you grow without compromising the characteristics that you love? You know what I mean? But I find that even like if you said, I'm willing to compromise the characteristics that I love, it's hard to grow, right? I mean, so is your business, how long have you been doing it? Is it a family business?
Did
your dad do it and mom do
it? Well, actually, my grandparents. So we'll be fortunate enough to celebrate our 80th anniversary in 2025. So we've been around a little bit.
And how's the scale of the business compared to when your grandfather was at his height?
Well, you know, my grandparents started out of their basement in Route 66 until the boats became so large that we had to move off the highway to a water location. So, I mean, we're significantly larger than we were 80 years ago, and we continue to grow. And you know, to be honest, we have to grow to keep up with the commitments that and regulations and expenses.
How does it work along the rivers? Do you have to own the land along it to have the frontage?
That's correct.
Yeah. And so in terms of, are there a lot of houses along the river too? Like, I just don't know what the river looks like because I haven't been on
Well, that'll be our next show. We'll do a live show on the Connecticut River.
Because I see the boats zipping. I'm at the confluence of the Farmington in Connecticut. I'm in Windsor. And I see little small fishing boats up there all the time. But, I mean, I don't know. It must be fascinating to go up and down
It is.
River.
You know, the one thing that we have on the Connecticut River is a lot of elevation and hills. So in this area, there isn't as much housing as you get further downriver towards Deep River, Essex, where the land's a little bit lower. You know, there's more houses up here. But there's still a lot of untapped land along the Connecticut River this far up.
I want to get to some of the
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Electric bill stuff with you in a second, but I grew up in a fishing town, but my brother pulled traps and had his own boat. I don't know anything about boating. Someone who wants to get into boating, you know, they shouldn't just go out and buy a boat and then all of a sudden start ripping around. Like, how does somebody who maybe has the means, because it's not an inexpensive thing to get involved in, how do you tell them to progress to the point where they can do it on their own?
Well, I would say that, you know, the first step is to go to, you know, to go to a dealership like ours and talk to one of our sales professionals and see what kind of boating meets your needs. If you're a fisherman, if you want to go out and do some family boating, see what style and price you're looking for, and we'll get you out on the water.
I love looking at the boats. And we spend a lot of time in Falmouth, Massachusetts, and they must have, like, 5,000
big boating
boats.
Area. Yeah,
it's insane. They have such boat envy. Bob Petzold from Petzold's Marine Center joining us, and Representative Christy Carpino as well. So all this stuff with these Eversource bills and everything, I mean, what do you think we should do?
This is painful. I mean, and the most recent decision is, you know, I'm glad we're sitting here in a restaurant. We need some salt. I mean, talk about putting salt in the wounds.
Yeah.
I mean, this is horrific. People are calling. The advantage of being a local state representative is you see them in town, right, in passing. I said, Christy, do you know what my bill looks like? I said, yeah, let me tell you what my bill looks like.
Right.
And I'll be honest with you. My usage dropped from July of last year. You know, I like facts and I like detail. So I pulled out both bills, July 2023, July 2024. You don't want to know the percentage increase.
Yeah.
It needs to be addressed. We need to go into special session, and that's not the Republicans. That's the governor needs to call in the Republicans, Democrats. This is not a political issue with a partisan bent.
But taking the rainy day, I mean, there's a lot of different elements to it. Like, they shouldn't have let people not pay for as long as they did, and we all know that. And there's all these, they should have also made Eversource claw it back over a longer period of time. Like, I don't want to get into the minutia of it, but if you just take some money from the rainy day fund or whatever to pay for it now, that doesn't necessarily solve the problem.
Agreed. So, right, it needs to be, and we've spoken about some suggestions. And again, suggestions and solutions are not partisan, but we need to get in there together. So it needs to be a two-pronged approach, right? We need to stop the immediate pain. And it's not just it's the you and I. I've heard from veterans. I've heard from seniors, right? It's not just the Bob.
It hurts me, but it doesn't jeopardize. I'm not choosing between food and heat.
Right.
There are people out there who have to choose between those two.
Absolutely, yeah. And they're the people we really need to keep in mind. So we need to take some budget surplus money and really look at that immediate pain. And what are we going to do about those immediate
challenges?
Why would
Democrats be against that? Because they're the ones who wanted to spend more anyway.
I hope the governor calls us in. I'd love to hear their answers. But we've got to get in to do something. And we really need to look at, you know, I don't set the rates. The governor doesn't set the rates. PURA sets the rates. And they really need to be independent. I mean, that seems like common sense as we're sitting here physically around the table.
Yeah.
But we need an independent body to set those rates. We need to look at the entire structure. And frankly, if the state government is going to make policy decisions, it shouldn't be on the backs of the average individuals to pay for some of those decisions, right? And that's what we keep hearing about.
I think that is a really important, and I don't think that's a partisan statement, but I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think there's an inherent conflict between for-profit businesses and stuff that people consider a right. I mean, there's just a conflict with all this stuff, and it's maybe been there since the dawn of, you know, the Industrial Revolution. I just want to ask you one last question. What other issues around Portland that you see, like, that are good, bad, and different challenges? Like, what's going on in this town?
Portland is fortunate, and I say that sincerely, is because we have the ability and our residents speak up, right? So right now, at least in the summer months, it's about community. People are out and about enjoying the positives, and I think it's that balance. So I wouldn't call it a challenge. I will tell you it's the opportunity that we are enjoying as a community now. Portland has been very deliberate, and credit to the first selectman and the first selectwoman before him and the bipartisan nature of our communities. People are enjoying the balance we have. But I do think the balance and the challenge overall in Portland is, how do we keep Connecticut affordable so the people can enjoy all Portland has to offer? They can't go out on the airline trail and take a walk or kayak in the river or get a boat from Petzl's or go to the Portland Ale House if they can't afford to live in Connecticut, right? So that is the overarching concern I hear from Portland and across the state.
Yeah.
It's getting a little expensive here.
We need our kids to stay, raise their families. I mean, that's... You don't want to get too old. You know, let's just be honest. Bob, it's great to meet you.
Thank you for having us.
I love, like, just anything along the, whether it's lake living or river or the ocean, just the water is the best. And so I hope people go down to Petzl's Marine Center. I'm eyeballing this $2 million boat that's in Florida right now. That's the one I'm looking at. The Saber from the 58
Saber.
Yeah, that looks good.
That'd be a nice boat for you.
And it would be nice. Representative Carpino, it's always good to see you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. That we're going to hold you to that going down the river the next time you
I think that would be so much fun. Yeah. So maybe we'll put a pin in that.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-through and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.